Hare Krishna. To follow trends or to be a trend setter? That is the question. I remember reading Prabhupada Rilamrita, and in doing so, I was very impressed when Srila Prabhupada first came to America, and other swamis advised him that he should wear Western clothes, learn how to eat with a knife and fork, because that's the way civilized people eat, and perhaps even may have to succumb to things like eating meat, because, well, that's what everybody else does, and wearing Western clothes. Can you imagine? Prabhupada in a suit. But Srila Prabhupada's answer was, I didn't come here to learn. I came here to teach. I came here to give the culture of Krishna consciousness. I'm a beggar. I'm a giver. And we see that that was actually the case. I personally saw it, being connected with the movement from 1970, or maybe earlier, 1969. And I saw how Srila Prabhupada made vegetarianism fashionable, how the concept of karma and yoga and reincarnation and so many other Vedic concepts became household words and household practices, how Indian culture and Indian texts became fashionable, how bald heads became a fashion, not yet Sika, but everyone's going bald nowadays, and that's considered to be very standard, whereas earlier people would really be looking at us. And of course saris and dhotis, dhotis and saris haven't really that caught on in the fashion world, but they're certainly accepted, and Indian things are very much in fashion, as well as a whole variety of Indian philosophies. And of course, most important of all is that kirtan has become very fashionable. That's become the real trend, and even quote-unquote bhakti, I say quote-unquote bhakti because not really bhakti, but nonetheless, all of these things are things are now in vogue, and Srila Prabhupada made it happen. Prabhupada was a trendsetter, and he used us to realize his trends. On the other hand, it may be that we're no longer so much in the trendsetting mood, but rather in the following trend mood. People outside, men outside wear beards, so our devotees wear beards. Tattoos became the trend, so devotees started to tattoo. Women sort of do their hair up, grow their hair long and do their hair up in the back, because that's what they do outside. And we follow that trend, and we become, as trend followers, the followers of the underlying philosophy that lies beneath those trends. Because another word for trend is also culture. And our culture, namely now Krishna consciousness, is the manifestation of a certain philosophy, a certain way of life, and a certain way of eating, thinking, and so on. And when we click into the trends that are going on in the uncivilized world of materialism, then we also click into that type of lifestyle. We buy into, we're actually buying into that lifestyle and the philosophy underlying it, whether we like it or not. And it's a shame, because we still have so much to do. Srila Prabhupada wanted us to make Varnashram a trend. He wanted us to make the principles of Srimad Bhagavatam a trend. He wanted us to realize all of those things. It seems that devotees do things nowadays when non-devotees do. So perhaps when non-devotees start to wear sikhas, as I mentioned earlier, then we'll also start wearing sikhas. Or when they start finding out women start to braid their hair, then our Matajis will start to braid their hair again, and so on. But that's not really doing Srila Prabhupada justice. What is our culture? Is it some kind of malleable plastic thing that just adjusts to anything and everything? Or do we actually have values in terms of our way of life, our appearance, and our food, and so on? And of course the answer is, of course we do. But like Srila Prabhupada, we should be givers and not takers. We're here to give. We're here to establish something. And of course, sometimes we say that we're sort of merging in, going in like the needle and coming out like the plow. I'm just waiting for the plows to be coming out, because there's a lot of going in like needle. Question is that needle may be getting lost in the haystack and not actually manifesting in what it originally is meant to be. So let's set trends. This is what Srila Prabhupada wanted us to do. Of course, he didn't use that terminology, but he wanted us to make Krishna consciousness the culture and the way of life for the open-minded people of the world. And there are many open-minded people who are ready to accept reasonable things, good things, and they are actually doing that. Unfortunately, they're applying their openness to a lot of misleading things that are taking them down the dead end. And so I go back again to my opening phrase, to be a trendsetter, or to just be a follower of trends. That is the question. Hare Krishna.